This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Climate change and the Paris Agreement will also be a key discussion point at this week's G20 meeting, which could make things a bit awkward for President Trump. He's already had a few stumbles in previous meetings with world leaders. Broadly, according to a new survey, international public opinion of the U.S. has recently taken a hit. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The Pew Research Center recently polled residents of major U.S. allies and trading partners in Europe, Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East. Confidence in the U.S. president to do the right thing in international affairs has fallen by two-thirds compared to the last years of the Obama presidency, to just 22%. Only in Russia and Israel did Trump's rating beat Obama's. Pew senior researcher Jacob Poster says several policies are particularly unpopular abroad.
Building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, withdrawing support for major trade agreements, and withdrawing support from international climate agreements.
The Pew survey finds that international opinion of the U.S. overall has deteriorated since the election, but not of Americans and American popular culture. Brand USA gets a thumbs up from well over half of respondents. Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute for International Economics isn't a bit surprised.
It's a brand that radiates youth, innovation, drive for more personal freedom, satisfaction, elements of the modern economy that is just quintessential American. The internet, Facebook, Google.
Also, disruption of the old way of doing things. And here, brand Trump is landing just the way the president wants, says Corey Dade at PR firm Burson Marsteller in Washington, D.C.
Well, President Trump certainly has been willing to break some glass, upset the status quo in order to get his agenda advanced. And in order to do that, you have to be willing to upset some people.
Dade says a major challenge for the administration will be getting close allies that the president has upset to stand shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. on common threats like North Korea and global cyber attacks. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.